This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome back to Lock and Load Radio with Bill Frady, but without Bill Frady today. I'm Zeke Stout, and this hour is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
All right, we are back. Don't forget the number to call in is 877-807-4048. Plinkster, nobody called for you. that was just fun to say. We've also got on the line, I'm going to call you Bigfoot because just TN Outdoors 9. It's not as bad as Iraq Veteran 8888, but TN Outdoors 9 is close. How's it going, man?
Pretty good.
We have silence. Is he still there?
No. Yeah, I can hear you.
Are you still there? Is anybody still there?
Yes, I can hear. Everybody's talking. I can hear Zeke and Plinkster, but I can't hear. You can't hear me.
Now I hear you. Okay. So I guess I missed how you've been doing.
That was very important.
It was. Well, I know how you're doing from the text you just sent me, but.
No, we're not going to repeat the text that I just sent you. But I really appreciate your timeliness of setting this up. I mean, I'm at a drive-thru, Crystal drive-thru here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, 12 minutes ago. And you texted me and said, can you do this? I need help. And really?
He at least gave me 3 hours of heads up.
Yeah.
Well, no, officially now it's 14 minutes. And I mean, I am in Chattanooga, Tennessee on business and at the Crystal drive-thru stocking up. And I get this call from Zeke. Hey, can you be on a live radio show in about 15 minutes? Sure.
Yeah, it's usually only time Zeke texts me or gives me a call is when he needs something. So,
that's true.
That's not true at all. It's not. So it's when he needs a lot of stuff.
It's when I want to be embarrassed shooting guns so I can embarrass him shooting basketball.
That's it. We're making a YouTube video, me and you one-on-one.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We're both old and out of shape.
Both guns, basketballs, and then shooting basketballs.
Oh. Hey, now that could be a video.
It could be. So, TN Outdoors 9, you're infamous for retiring from YouTube. Did we lose you again?
Yeah, it's kind of running down.
It's sad.
I mean, this show today has a substitute host, and a lot of people may not have heard of that host. They probably heard of Plinkster. They haven't heard of me. So I guarantee you right now on the Internet, the number one search query is, who in the crap is TN Outdoors 9? And because there are a lot of people that don't know who I am, but I am the guy on YouTube. I've had some videos out there for about 7 years. And I have tried to walk away from it twice, and I didn't make a big video dramatic announcement, but I did mention something in some comments, and folks picked up on it and word got around and said, hey, he's no longer doing it. Then I came back twice, and I actually came back three times. So I came back earlier this year after so-called retiring last year, kind of did a Brett Favre theme along that video. And who knows, I may walk away again. But if I do walk away again, I'm just going to do it quietly. I don't think a lot of people will notice. I think this channel peaked about 2 or 3 years ago, so I can accept that. And, yeah, if I walk away again, it won't be a joke. I will just say, okay, stepping away, won't say anything about it. And, again, 300-400 people may notice, and we'll go from there.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you officially do it again on Projectile Dysfunction, we will have, like, a memorial service.
Yeah, we've talked about that. You've kind of given me the outline of the skit, and I'd be looking forward to that. We can have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, you know, we were talking to Flinkster about how he got a start, and somebody dared him to put a golf ball shot, and he dared it forward to us. Somebody else got you doing this.
You got me what, making videos?
Yeah.
Or into shooting videos? Yeah. Well, it's the same. I have to blame the same person for both. This person got me into shooting about 30 years ago, actually 30 years ago, maybe a little longer. Got me into shooting, and I used to spend a lot of time at his house on the weekends. And
you have aged so much more better than he did.
What's that?
I said you've aged much better than he has.
Oh, yeah, thanks. That's true. So, yeah, this gentleman kind of got me into shooting and say, hey, come on up and, you know, call me on a landline because this was before cell phones and the Internet. So come on up. And I was keeping track of how many firearms and what calibers that I was shooting on a weekly basis. Because at the time, I didn't know anything. Bought my first firearm on this guy's front porch from a mutual friend. And then about, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago, he said, hey, he was posting videos on YouTube, and I should check them out. Maybe it's something I could do, because he knew I had a great interest and kind of a background in photography and so forth. And I said, what's your channel name? He said, Hickok 45. And I went, oh, that'll never go anywhere. So...
So if the listeners don't know by now, there's something in the water in Middle Tennessee when it comes to guns and entertainment.
Yep.
Don't know what it is, but there's just this, like, little YouTube podcast media vortex when it comes to guns. Because Shooting USA and Impossible Shots is based in Nashville, too. So
Yes, they are. You know, the funny thing, Zeke, you know, TM was telling that story, and I ran into Hickok 45 because we live in the same town. I ran into him about 5 years ago before, you know, this is probably about 6 months before I started doing YouTube, and I ran into him, and I've known him for, you know, 15, 18 years. And I said, hey, what are you up to now? He said, man, you know, just busy teaching, and, you know, I've been putting these videos up on that YouTube thing on the Internet. And I'm like, he said, have you ever watched YouTube? I said, well, I've seen a few videos on YouTube, you know, and like I said, this was like 6 years ago. And he's like, yeah, I'm putting, like, shooting videos, and people are actually watching them. And I'm like, people are watching you? He said, yeah, I know, right? And I was like, yep. So that's how I heard he actually had a channel. I went home and watched him, and I was like, holy cow, this guy's got, like, 1,200 subscribers. This guy has it going on. So
TN Outdoors 9 was wrong. He did go somewhere. He got 1,200 subscribers.
Yeah, he kind of blew past 1,200 times, what, 1,000? Yeah. Times 10,000, so yeah.
Yeah, he's well surpassed that. But, you know, I only know him because I pay to know him, like everybody else.
So, hey, TN, how much money does Zeke pay you a month to be his friend?
How much a month to do what?
Does Zeke pay you to be his friend? Like
I got a deposit.
It's not where we're going
I had
with
a,
this.
I had an electronic deposit today for $73. I don't know what time.
$73? Wow.
See, I base it all off subscribers.
I'm assuming that deposit was from Zeke. Otherwise, I'll have to trace it.
But, yeah. See, you don't have as many subscribers as Dave. Well, I can say Dave. His name's Dave Nash. But
yeah, he can say my name. It's okay.
But, what he's referencing... Teen Outdoors 9 is people think that I pay to be the friends of Hickok and Flinkster and all the other people. But we'll talk about that when we come back. Flinkster, thanks for coming on. Go enjoy your burger at CNN Source 9. We'll be right back with more stuff on.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Segment is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
And we're ready to talk more with TN Outdoors Dining. Are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, I'm just making sure you hadn't passed out from our discussion.
No, I'm sitting here looking out the window. I'm very comfortable.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So I was telling Plankster, I had to do the whole first hour by myself, and I'm used to interviewing people and or having co-hosts or stuff like that. I don't know how you or Hickok 45 do it, just being solo and just talking.
You mean on videos? Well, his videos do run about an hour, but typically are 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes. But for a living, it's not uncommon for me, I don't know, 2, 3 times a day to stand in front of a group of people or just one or two people, one-on-one, sitting down and kind of talking back and forth. So not that I'm not going to dominate the conversation. It's better for me to listen than it is to, run my pie hole. But I don't know. I guess it just comes natural. I do have a confession to make.
Yes.
I said real quick. During that last commercial break, I see a convenience store about 200 yards away. I know that because I put a laser on it. No, I'm just kidding. But I walked over there during this break, and I tried to find a Glock, but all I could get was a computer and a library book. So,
they said that it was easier to get Glocks than a computer and a library book.
No, not here. So I have a library book, and I have a kind of a halfway used computer, but I couldn't find a Glock 19.
Wow.
I just wanted to clarify that because
so our president was wrong then.
Yeah, he was wrong. And I do also want to confess that probably wasn't the first time he was wrong. But he was wrong on that, and I just wanted to clarify.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, I was thinking that. I was hoping it was true because it would have been nice just to, hey, I want a new Glock 19 and go down to the 7-Eleven. But
right.
I guess it's not. So
no, it's not true here. So we dispelled that myth.
Yeah. So your videos are predominantly, outside of the weird Bigfoot ones, about ballistics, right?
Yeah, and I really, to be quite honest, I do not want to be known for that.
For Bigfoot or ballistics?
Oh, both actually. But I am not a expert in ballistics, not at all. It's just
I didn't say you were an expert. I just said that that's what your videos were about.
Well, I know, but I just wanted to make sure that you weren't thinking that. But no, I'm not an expert, and I think there are some people, I don't know if they're experts either, but there are some well-versed people other than myself that are, and I'm not well-versed, but there's some well-versed people also doing this online, and they're doing a very good job. So I'm not going to go through all that and mention names and so forth. I'll leave somebody out, and that's not the point here. But I don't want to be known for that. I've always been interested in ballistics going back many, many years ago when I was curious what a bullet looked like. And I think I may have told you just before, curious what a bullet looked like after it had been fired. So I took a .22 pistol and shot it into a lead pipe that I'd stuffed full of mud. And then I dug that out of the pipe so I could see the rifling marks and the bullet. And of course, it was a lead round, though, so it didn't really do anything. But it's always been an interest. And I guess now, what, last 5 years, 80, maybe 100 ballistic test videos, maybe more than that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be known for that. There's other things out there I've done that I'm glad I did it. I enjoyed it. It's maybe something people hadn't done before or hadn't done very often.
You're an excellent actor as well, you know, as evidenced by, you know, I used to be part of Talking Lead. Our 100th video, we did a little shooter spoof.
Yeah, and I'm sure this crowd listening to this knows the movie Shooter. And they probably remember the scene with Mr. Rake. And by the way, who came up with that name, Mr. Rake?
So I don't know.
It's that guy in Tennessee, and for those of you who follow the movie, and maybe also this guy's acting and musical career, he's now deceased, unfortunately, but his name was LeVon Helm.
And I didn't realize that was him in the movie. I think he also played a key role in a Steven Seagal movie, Fire Down Below or something like that. Yeah. And some other things. But he was also a heck of a musician. And he's got a lot of videos out there, but I guess I'll have to do it. You boys come a long way. What you looking for? You're supposed to say wisdom. That's the.
No, oh, I'm sorry. Wisdom.
You come to the wrong place. We'll stop it there for the sake of the audience.
Well,
but hopefully some folks get that reference point.
Yeah, and pretty much everybody that listens to this show has probably seen Shooter. What do you think about, or have you even seen the previews for the TV show Shooter that's coming out?
No, I've seen that. Don't know if I'm going to that time. Go look at it.
Yeah, they are coming out with a series, same characters, and it looks like the series is going to start with what the movie was and then progress into more after that. But
I don't know about that. I'm not on board with that. I actually was just a few months ago. I was in Philadelphia, which I think was a lot of the movie was filmed there. I don't know about the series you're talking about being filmed there, but I was in Philadelphia on business and walked across that bridge where the FBI agent was kidnapped. It's right in the middle of downtown. I thought, that's pretty cool. Recognize all the background. I said, it's pretty bad. If you're in a city visiting and you don't live there and you recognize that you're standing in a spot that's from one of your favorite movies, that was really weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had that moment before, too, but I can't discuss where that spot was because
I bet we can't talk about the movie that you're referring to. Probably Boogie Nights or something like that. But
another Mark Wahlberg movie. But anyways.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
Prosthetics. Anyways, we're about to go to break here in a minute or so. So when we come back, I want to talk about one of the reasons why I look to your videos for ballistic stuff, and it's very serious, very important, and I'm saying a lot because I just realized I started to throw it a break before it's time, and like I said, by myself, I'm not good at this, but when I have guests, it's a lot more fun because I can just make you talk and ramble on.
Okay, I had some topics as well that are actually current and relevant, and we'll probably get people fired up that they haven't already. So,
they probably will.
Okay, good.
All right. Well, we will go to break right now, and then we will be back with more of CN Outdoors 9 on Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Without.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to Lock and Load Radio. I didn't realize that was bumper music. Sorry, Ben.
No worries.
I was sitting here trying to figure out if that's Dana White on the Republican National Convention from UFC.
Well,
I'm like, that'd be interesting if he's endorsing Trump.
Yeah.
So, TN Outdoors 9, you still there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Which is sprint now.
The only thing you missed me saying was when I first heard that music, I knew the break was over. I honestly thought that was you singing, and I really cringed.
That would be not good, and I would probably ruin Bill Ferrady's show completely if I did that. So we won't do that. No, but before we threw to the break, I mentioned why I go to your videos for ballistics, and you do something rare that most ballistics videos don't do. And it's something that's near and dear to my heart because I like to wear four pairs of jeans when I go out. I like the extra fishing. So there's a lot of people that will troll your videos and comment about that, and I think it's ridiculous because there are people that like to wear four pairs of jeans. So I just want to thank you for that.
I'm glad you recognize that. And of course, you and I living in the Nashville area, if you ever spend any time around Opry Mills and the Grand Ole Opry House, and that's somewhat not exactly tourism central. I would say that's lower broad in Nashville.
Yeah.
You see a lot of folks wearing four-layers, and I just wonder if they are ballistic testers.
They possibly are.
In the sequence, I think Porter Wagner started all of this, actually.
Well, I don't know if it was him, because when I was in junior high, I would wear 4 to 10 layers, because in Tennessee, they could paddle students back then. So when I knew I was going to get in trouble, I had lots of layers.
A lot of folks don't, and I'll be honest with you, I really wasn't. I knew that denim was somewhat of a testing protocol. I've known that for a number of years, but I didn't really know the details of it. I mean, it's IWBA, International Wound Ballistics Association. And, you know, you could say they are, you know, they're definitely pros at this. And yeah. I take what they say about ballistics with as gospel in that field of science, because it's a science. And that's another thing that attracts me to it. But I do get a lot of troll comments. And in the past, I would just, you know, let it go. There's no reason to block anybody for something like that, unless they're just really nasty, especially nasty toward other people. I'll try to keep it cleaned up. But actually, just this morning, someone commented on an older video and said, quote, "Who in the hell wears four layers of denim?" unquote. And I said, you know what? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to let them have it. And I said, my response was, and it's still there right now, "Who in the hell doesn't read the description? This is IWBA testing protocol." And it was in the description. I made sure it was there before I said that in my response, but it was there. And I've told people, look, learn something today. Go out and Google this as opposed to looking for Pokemon Go and learn something about ballistics. If you're interested in it, try to learn a little bit about it. You know, get your head out of your app. So, I got right. And I'm not trying to be mean to people. It's like, look, learn something. Here's what it's about. I'm not going to detail it. Go out there find it. But
did you just say get your head out of your app?
Clothing. Yeah, out of your app, APP. So,
oh, we've got to verbally copyright that and make a T-shirt.
No, I'm sure that's actually that's on the interstate signs in Tennessee.
The
Department of and some other states probably do it. The Department of State, he puts up there. Yeah, I've seen it there. So that's definitely not original. I actually cannot take credit for that.
Well, we could get your head out of your app and then put a Pokemon on it.
Yeah. Speaking of getting your head out of your app, what do you think about Matt Damon?
Matt Damon?
I wonder if a lot of folks, let me be more specific. I wonder if folks really caught his comments a few days ago. And I think he was in Australia. Did you see that?
I didn't see what the comments were. I saw where there was some hubbub going on around him coming out with the new Bourne Identity movie and making some anti-gun comments. But I saw a few years ago where he did the same thing after coming out with
the same thing,
gun-related movie. Also, but what did he say this time?
Well, he gave a commencement address at one of the liberal academic institutions recently, and he kind of touched on it. But this was specific, and I do think he was in Australia, probably promoting the movie. And I'm just going to paraphrase. He basically would like to see the U.S. follow an example of what Australia has done with regard to gun confiscation. So, I mean, we're not just talking background checks and all these other things and restrictions such as what California is doing and other states. But he absolutely wants to see guns just eliminated in this country. So he did that. Here's my point. Does this tool not understand that his movie career is defined by a series of films that exploit firearms?
Mm-hmm.
Does he not know? I mean, and that's, you can go on about other Hollywood types who are the same way. Danny Glover and others, you know, with the Lethal Weapon series, who've kind of gone down that path of, look, I am very much anti-gun, and just look at your movies. Another movie that I've kind of gotten a hold of lately is Sicario. I love that movie. And I just bought it on DVD and Blu-ray, but I've already probably watched most of it through various YouTube clips. But one of the leads in that movie is Emily Blunt, and she's been very vocal this year with regard to anti-gun. And it's just frustrating. Then you see how she handles a Glock in that movie, and you're like, yeah, she's not real good with that. But still, it's really frustrating. You could do a whole segment just on the dishonesty with all that, or whatever you want to call it, hypocrisy of Hollywood.
I think a lot of it is steered by the media, too, because when the media, when something happens here or somewhere else where a gun is involved, immediately it's AR-15, black rifle, assault weapon, high-capacity mags, blah, 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 blah. But when the truck driver ran over people in Nice, France, God bless them and their families, there was nothing said about the truck. Nothing said about the wheels. No. Nothing said about the tires. Nothing said about the weight. It was all the guy. Why can they not equate it being a tool just like anything else? You know, I just can't comprehend, and I can't wrap my head around why people see stuff. And I get the emotional thing, the knee-jerk reaction of, oh, my God, guns are bad. I've never done it, but I get where people who don't understand guns as a tool can say that. But
or for protection. They don't even see it as for protection.
Right. And at some point, the logic's got to kick in.
There are people that feel that way.
Yeah. Right.
Another example kind of into this, and this was current. This was either yesterday or a day before in Germany, on a train going through Bavaria, where a 17-year-old Afghan refugee who had migrated to Germany and was living with the foster family. They were taking care of him.
No, that can't be true because he's a refugee. They're safe.
Oh, no. You know, those people, there's nothing evil about them. And, again, I don't want to classify them all that way. But there's been a lot of bad people that have turned up in that crowd, and I'm afraid it's only going to get worse. But this guy, who the police took him out eventually, after he severely wounded 18 people with a knife and an axe, and there really hasn't been a lot of talk about it. Have German officials said, we're going to ban knife and axe competitions in Germany? No, but that's what this country and this administration would do.
No.
You know, with something like that. But you don't hear it with knives or an axe, but like you said, if it's an AR-15 or something else, folks just have that condition. And when all these horrible things have happened with law enforcement the last week, when I'm sitting here just glued to all this and I just freeze. I can't function when these things happen. I'm just hurting and mad. And when the word eventually gets out, I'm thinking, here it is, here it comes. You know it's coming, the AR-15. Mm-hmm. And then in Baton Rouge, it was a Tavor. So technically, I don't see that as an AR-15. Some people would disagree with that, and that's fine. But either way, I just can't function when these things are happening because of anger, because of sadness, and because the other part is how the media takes a hold of it. And you may have heard, and some folks seen the interview with Sheriff David Clark, who's an awesome guy, awesome man.
Now hold that thought, because I want to talk about him when we come back. We'll be right back with Lock and Load Radio.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back to Lock and Load Radio. This hour brought to you by Second Call to Fitness. I think.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Lock and Loader Radio with Bill Frady, without Bill Frady. I'm Zeke Stout, and I'm here with 10 Outdoors 9. And even though it's TN Outdoors 9, I always just say 10 because it throws people off.
Yeah, it does. That's how Hickok and other people say it.
Yeah. We were talking before we left about gun control measures, but gun control, and how people see horrible acts that are happening in our world today, and they immediately point at the gun. One thing that I like to use, I gave another example of things I like to use, is Michael Bain's podcast. He was talking one time how he laid his Glock, and it may not have been a Glock, I don't know what it was, but I'm just going to use Glock. He laid his Glock on the table talking to somebody that's anti-gun and acting like it was the gun's fault for this. Guns, got to get rid of the guns, 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 guns. And he said, this is an inanimate object. And he started slapping it and hitting it and cussing at it, saying it's a horrible Glock, 1911's a better, and insulting it. And then he stopped and he said, I just insulted that Glock, called it names, physically abused it, and it didn't jump up and shoot anybody. And it kind of opened the minds of those people that were sitting around. But, yeah, I just kind of wanted to mention that when people try to blame inanimate objects. And, you know, some people will say stuff to the effect of, well, I'm not going to say anything about the truck because trucks aren't made to kill. You know, firearms are designed to kill. Well, it's still a tool. It's still an inanimate object, no matter what it's designed for. So it's the sick people that we need to deal with. It's not
exactly
the inanimate object.
Why, and you, going around those points you mentioned, because you really hit three or four things, why is it easy and expeditious? Because someone will, when someone uses a knife or a truck or a car or whatever else to intentionally kill people or harm people or law enforcement or whatever. And if it's not a gun, it's not a firearm, then immediately everyone says, that's a bad person. That's an evil person. They had evil in their heart, in their mind, and they used a tool to cause that harm, mm-hmm. pain. Why is it that if it's a gun, it's a completely different paradigm? Really? I mean, it's still an evil person who does that. And these mm-hmm. things we've had recently, evil people. And it's even sadder that these are former military people that have affected the lives of men and women who served in the military and then continued their career of service in law enforcement. That's even more frustrating to see mm-hmm. that and how someone can cross that threshold in their mind. But again, it's an illness, and we may never be able to solve it.
And no matter how many guns that let's say they push it through and they take away all of them. In Australia, in England, yes, their gun crime went down, but their violent crime went up. And that's where a lot of these anti-gun people, they try to argue, well, look at Australia. Their gun crime like went down to nothing. Well, yeah, because they took all the guns away. But all their violent crimes with knives and bats and fists and everything else went through the roof because people had no way to protect themselves.
Right, and you mentioned that point. When you can go onto the FBI website and drill around and find their stats. I don't know how current they are, for example, if they have the 2015 stats yet, but where they're getting the data, and there's no guarantee they're getting all of it and the details, but you mentioned fist and so forth. Hands, fists, you know, other implements and so forth cause more deaths in the U.S. than do firearms. And if you break down by category, which they do, their data, and this is the FBI. I mean, this is the FBI. So when you look at the FBI's data and you break it down by firearm and you break it down by long gun and even specifically say an AR-15 or an AK or an SKS or something along that line, when they show that detail, it's minimal. It's mm-hmm. minimal. Does that make it any better? Absolutely not. But it's still, that is hard data. But when you're trying to have a calm, logical, educational discussion with someone on this, it goes backwards. And that's what happened, kind of what we were talking about a moment ago, that's what happened with Sheriff David Clark and Don Lemon from CNN yesterday or day before.
That was awesome.
That was just like, oh my gosh. And, you know, some people are saying that the sheriff was just kind of waiting for him. I don't necessarily think so. I mean, they probably knew what they were going to talk about, obviously, for the segment. And Don Lemon didn't really go after him. He just stated some points that were so totally off base and inaccurate and just insightful. And it's not insightful so much as being intelligent, because they weren't. It's just the ridiculous agenda that some folks are pushing, and the sheriff right out of the gate said, oh, you really believe that? And just mm-hmm. took him on. And it went on for a couple of minutes, and finally, you know, the producer said, hey, we got to stop this. This isn't looking good. Yeah. And they cut it, and they came back and did 7 more minutes. So it's a 9-minute segment. It's on YouTube in several places. And one instance I've seen, it had nearly 2 million views already. So people are seeing it, and there's different counterpoints on there that don't agree with the sheriff. And there's a lot of racist comments toward the sheriff, which is absolutely unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And it's like this man tells it like it is. He's very eloquent, very well-spoken, and it's difficult if you are a firearms owner to disagree with anything that he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's a tremendous spokesperson for the Second Amendment and for law enforcement and for civility.
Yeah, he's amazing. Another one I like, who I saw him speaking on mute at the Republican National Convention a little while ago, was Alan West. Oh, love that guy. If he ran for president, it would be a landslide. It would be no stopping him, but for some reason he hasn't.
You would hope so, but the media will find a way to derail him for whatever reason.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother topic.
Oh, yeah. And you look at, well, back to the Australia situation, what Matt Damon was saying. There's always going to be sick people. And if we ban guns, they have something wrong in their head, and they'll get a knife, they'll get a hammer, they'll do something to kill people because that's what they're driven and something's pushing them to do. But when it comes to people like jihadist, terrorist of any kind. I'm not just saying Islamic terrorist. I'm talking any kind of terrorist. They're going to get the guns because guess what? Heroin, cocaine, marijuana in most states. All these drugs are outlawed. They're banned. We're not allowed to have them. But guess what? I can walk to the 7-Eleven right now, and I can get that easier than books and computers.
You can get any illegal substance you want pretty much any time you want if your heart tells you that's what you want to do.
Yep.
And, you know, there's just people, a lot of people are never going to change, and we just have to account for that and work with it and deal with it, try to help them. But some people just don't want to be helped, like this guy in Baton Rouge. And I just find it interesting that he traveled to Africa and did all types of things. What kind of job did this guy have? And then it came out in the research that they have already, what now, after 48 hours, that he was making $500 a month at points. He was able to travel to Africa for an extended period and do some research on genealogy. That's all fine. But how is it? Who's paying for all this? And then he comes back and he's just basically driving from the Midwest down into Texas, over Louisiana over the last week or so. I mean, is this a vacation? What is this guy? Who's taking care of this guy?
And
he pretty much just isolated himself. And everybody said, "Look, I'm kind of doing my own thing here." And we run into people every day that are like that. He didn't want to be helped.
Yep. That's a perfect wrap.
He had a plan. He knew he was going to do it. He knew how he was going to do it.
Oh,
he had crossed that line where he basically told himself that nobody could help him and he didn't want help. And that's the problem we're dealing with. And I absolutely have no remedies for that.
Yep.
I really don't.
And that's a perfect wrap back to something I said earlier in the show. Keep your eyes open, people, and think. All right, is everything you're being delivered in the media good? But we've got to wrap up the show now. So check out TN Outdoors 9 on YouTube. It's just the letters TN Outdoors and the number 9. I'm on Outside In on Facebook and YouTube. Also, we've got Projectile Dysfunction that is on the Hickok 45 and Son show or channel for the pilot episode, and then we'll have our own channel. And then I am Zeke_Stout on all social media. Thanks, Bill Freddy, for letting us do this, and that's a wrap. We'll talk to you guys later.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.